This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Indian and Chinese troops have started patrolling at the Line of Actual Control, or LAC, in eastern Ladakh region. According to sources of the Indian Army, patrolling has resumed in the Demchok area, which had been halted for nearly 4.5 years after a clash broke out between the two armies in April 2020. Patrolling in Depsang will resume soon. Both the nations reached a consensus on disengagement after a series of diplomatic and military-level talks last month. Yesterday, on the occasion of Diwali, Indian and Chinese soldiers exchanged sweets at various points. The disengagement process began on the 22nd of last month, with both armies removing temporary tents and dismantling structures at the Depsang and Demchok areas. The withdrawal process of candidature for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand completed today. 634 candidates have filed nominations for this phase. 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase on the 20th of this month, while the first phase of polling will be undertaken on the 13th of November in 43 constituencies. A total of 683 candidates will participate in the first phase after the withdrawal of candidatures. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of November. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated Gujarat's largest waste-to-energy plant at Pipalaj in Ahmedabad city today. The plant has been established on a PPP model at a cost of 375 crore rupees. Our correspondent reports that this will be Ahmedabad's first waste-to-energy plant, which will prove to be a big step towards a green future. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, has called upon youngsters to apply for the prestigious National Youth Awards 2022-23. The award was conferred on individuals aged between 15 and 29 years and organizations for excellent work and contributions in different fields of development and social services, such as health, promotion of human rights, active citizenship, and community service. The award comprises a medal, a certificate, and a cash prize of 1 lakh rupees to the individual and a cash prize of 3 lakh rupees to the organization. The application for National Youth Awards 2022-23 is being invited through Common Award Portal of Ministry of Home Affairs from today till the 15th of this month. India and Albania held bilateral consultations in Tirana yesterday. During the consultations, both sides undertook a comprehensive review of bilateral, regional and international issues. Bilateral discussions included political relations, trade, cultural relations and people-to-people contacts. Discussions also covered cooperation between the two countries in the international arena. Both sides exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Botswana's President Mokgweetsi Masisi conceded defeat today as preliminary results showed his ruling party losing its parliamentary majority after nearly 6 decades in power. This announcement came before the final results were announced, with his Botswana Democratic Party, BDP, trailing in fourth place, according to tallies by the Electoral Commission. According to results released on state television, the main opposition party, the Umbrella for Democratic Change or UDC, had won 32 seats based on results from 55 of the 61 constituencies. Under the country's electoral system, the first party to secure 31 of 61 seats in the legislature will be declared the winner. In cricket, India were 86 for 4 against New Zealand in the first innings on the opening day of the third and final test match in Mumbai, when stumps were drawn for the day. Earlier, New Zealand won the toss and, opting to bat first, were all out for 235 runs. While Ravindra Jadeja took 5 wickets, Washington Sundar bagged 4. And domestic institutional investors or DIIs invested more than 1 lakh crore rupees in Indian equities last month, marking the highest monthly purchase. This sustained DII activity came amid heavy selling by foreign portfolio investors or FPIs who offloaded stocks worth a total of over 1 lakh crore during the period. DII investments have reached around 4.41 lakh crore rupees, driven by growing retail participation through mutual funds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.